So Buddhism is the practice of Buddhist teachings called Dharma, which means protection. That's so helpful to know. So when we say we're practicing Buddhist teachings or Dharma, that word means, Dharma means protection. So you're practicing protection. You're becoming familiar with scientific methods that are the nature of inner protection. They protect the mind from suffering. The more we practice Dharma, or the more we practice inner protection, the less suffering we experience. Wonderful. By practicing Buddhist teachings, living beings are permanently protected from suffering. So this is extraordinary. By practicing Buddhist teachings, any one of us and all of us can be permanently protected from suffering. We protect our mind with Dharma so that it never experiences negative feelings, painful feelings, unhappiness, depression, anxiety. They go forever. And then you think, how wonderful. If everyone could never experience these painful experiences ever again. So this is Buddhist aim. Buddhist aim is the permanent cessation of all suffering. It is attainable because the teachings are scientific methods to permanently cease suffering. This is a wonderful aim. The founder of Buddhism is Buddha Shakyamuni. So many people have heard of Buddha Shakyamuni. And Buddha Shakyamuni, his statues adorn people's gardens because Buddha's quite trendy at the moment. And if you want people to think you're trendy, it's nice to have a Buddha somewhere where people can see that you're a fascinating, interesting person, which is true. You are fascinating and interesting if you're interested in finding scientific methods to cause human suffering to cease. I can think of nothing more important to do with our life than discover if these methods are true. Because when we find out that they are correct methods for solving problems and establishing happiness, we'll want everybody to have them. So Buddha Shakyamuni appeared in this world showing the manner of accomplishing the ultimate goal of human life, the attainment of enlightenment. So Buddha was already enlightened when he appeared in this world, but he showed the manner of training as a spiritual practitioner and attaining enlightenment under the Bodhi tree in Bodh Gaya. In India, in 589 BC. So this is real history. Then at the request of the gods Indra and Brahma, Buddha began to give teachings. They requested him. And he began to teach what he had learned. Like science, inner science of the mind. Science of the mind. He began to teach. And he gave during his life, 84,000 teachings. This is wonderful to think about. I think it's very humbling. These are 84,000 scientific methods to stop our pain and increase our happiness. So you think, wow, I've got so much to learn. It just makes you joyful thinking about it. It's like, let's go, let's get started. From these precious teachings, Buddhism developed in this world. So you may know that the teachings went with various disciples in different directions, from India to Southeast Asia, to Japan, etc., and different forms of Buddhism appeared. So in Southeast Asia, the main form of Buddhism is called Theravadan. And in Japan, the main form of Buddhism is called Zen. You know, these terms have become a little bit common in our language. Many people have heard, for example, of Zen Buddhism. All these different aspects of Buddhist teachings are equally precious. They are just different presentations. So sometimes I'm asked about Zen Buddhism, and sometimes I'm asked about Theravadan Buddhism. It's hard for me to answer those questions, because to really know, you have to have practiced. And I've dedicated my life following my spiritual guide, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche, to the practice of Kadampa Buddhism. And if you're really practicing teachings with a certain presentation, you know of Zen Buddhism, you know of Theravadan Buddhism, but they're not your practice. So you're not, I think we can think about that, for example, in terms of Christianity. You know, a Methodist wouldn't know about a Catholic practice. Their presentations are different. So I think it's helpful to know these things, and that this center follows the Kadampa tradition, the new Kadampa tradition.